February 13th, 1900. Mortification is like lime. This morning, after receiving communion, I saw my adorable Jesus, but completely changed in his appearance. He looked serious, all distant, an act of reproach in me. What a tormenting change! Instead of being relieved, I felt my poor heart more oppressed, more pierced, before such an unusual presence of Jesus. Yet I felt all the need of a relief from the pains of his privations suffered in the past days, which were such that I seemed to live but agonizing and in a continuous state of violence. But blessed Jesus, wanting to reproach me because I was looking for relief in his presence, while I was to look for nothing other than suffering, told me, "Just as lime has the virtue of cooking the objects that are thrown into it, so does mortification have the virtue of cooking all the imperfections and defects that are present in the soul. And it reaches the point of spiritualizing also the body, surrounding it like a circle, and sealing all virtues within it. Until mortification has cooked you well, both the soul and the body, to the point of undoing it, I will not be able to seal in you perfectly the mark of my crucifixion." After this, someone, I can't tell exactly who he was, but he seemed to be an angel, pierced my hands and feet through. And Jesus, with a lance that came out from his heart, pierced mine through, to my utmost pain. Then he disappeared, leaving me more afflicted than before. Oh, how well I comprehended the necessity of mortification, my inseparable friend, and how there was not even a shadow of friendship in me with mortification. Ah, Lord, bind me yourself with indissoluble friendship to this good friend, because on my own I can only show myself all roughness. And she, not seeing herself being welcomed nicely, uses all regards with me, and keeps sparing me, for fear that I may get to the point of turning my back on her completely. So, she never accomplishes with me her beautiful and majestic crafting, because as long as we remain a little distant, her prodigious hands cannot reach up to me in a way as to be able to work me and present me to you as a work worthy of her most holy hands.